So today I will talk a little bit about elongation. As you know, since quite a few years, we work on this topic with several people, especially with Jane Deaver at AgriLife. And we have demonstrated quite clearly that elongation is heritable, and that you can use the current HVIs to measure elongation. The only problem is different HVIs have different levels. And the USDA is not providing calibration cartons for elongation. So if you are a breeder, you can work on elongation. And with Jane, we did that very successfully, but using only one HVI. Obviously, it could be a problem because these machines don't last forever. At some point, they die. And then you buy a new HVI that has a different level, and you are in trouble. So the idea was, okay, after having made all this research showing that elongation is heritable, that you can increase pretty drastically the work to break, which is the quantity of energy you need to break a bundle of fibers by improving elongation. With Jane Deaver, we improved the work to break by 73% in just two cycles of selection. So we need calibration cotton. So, but after that, once you have the elongation cottons, you have to verify that the elongation measurements are stable over a period of time, and that effectively you can bring all the machines at about the same level, not exactly the same level, you can never do that, but about the same level. So in order to do that, you need to find cotton. The problem is, how do you buy high elongation cotton and low elongation cotton, knowing that the USDA is not reporting elongation? So then you have to find something very nice, somebody very nice, like Vicky Martin right here. And USDA AMS in Memphis, and say, okay, we need to buy a bunch of bales, basically at random, hoping that we'll be lucky enough to have different levels of elongation. So it's not a proposition that passed very well. You know, a bale of cotton, you know, it's about $1,000 with the transportation and everything. So you can spend $100,000 and not have what you need. So that's the reason why we discuss with the people in Memphis. They say, okay, is it possible? So you measure the bales coming from all the classing offices every day, and you have elongation. When you see something of interest, send us samples extremely quickly. We test them, we verify that effectively we have different level of elongation, and then we try to buy them. Unfortunately, somebody already bought them. So we had to do that, you know, for several months. The USDA in Memphis was sending us samples, testing as fast as possible, trying to buy the bears, clack, somebody bought them before us. And do it again and again and again. But after a few months, we've been able to put our hands on 10 bales, 5 low elongation, 5 high elongation, coming from 2 different modules. Then we blended the cotton of the 5 low elongation and 5 high elongation separately, obviously, following the ICCS protocol. ICCS is International Cotton Calibration Standards Committee. It is a committee that create the standards for individual testing instruments like fibrograph, stellometer, etc. So it's based on card web, not raw cotton. So now we have 2 elongation standards, 3 HVIs that we have in my lab, and we tested those cottons from April 3rd, 2019 until August 27, 2019, with 10 comps per sample. Used to perform the maintenance and a software update on April 2nd. So that's important because before April 2nd, Euster didn't have any routine to calibrate for elongation. And you know, we talk about that since, I don't know, a decade. Finally, they decided to implement something. But it's a calibration based on one data point, that's all. It's not the traditional calibration with 2 points, just 1 point. So basically, you put an offset. That's what it is. But they did that. They came to the lab. They updated the software. And after that, we tested all these samples. As you can see, that after calibration on 1 point, the free HVIs are about the same level. The low elongation is a bronze bar. High elongation is a blue bar. And, you know, they are very, very, very close. You have 1/10 or 2/10 difference between the machine. It's quite good. The CVs during the testing period, so among days, are also very low. You know, the maximum is for the HVI-1 low elongation, it's about 1.8%. So when we are below 5, we are happy. So it's very good. If you look at the variation from day to day, it is excellent. You know, the slope is zero, both for the high and the low elongation. It is the HVI-1. You know, there is no trend. Very stable. HVI-2, same thing. HVI-3, same thing. So after that, we said, okay, you know, running those two samples every day 10 times, and every time you have a doubt about something during the day, you know, you want to retest your check samples, 10 measurements is kind of a lot. So let's try with two. Let's see what we get when we do that. So basically, it's the same protocol, you know, except that we have the two elongation standard, the three HVIs, but we just do two comps. And we can do that multiple times during the day, you know, if you have a doubt about something. So same thing, the averages are about the same, obviously. The CVs are a little higher. That's what's perfectly expected, but it's still very reasonable. And again, we have no slope, no trend, no nothing. During all this period, so from April to December, we didn't have to calibrate. It's extremely stable. HVI-3. So basically, after calibration, the free HVI exhibit comparable elongation levels. The CV between testing days are all very good for the free HVIs. Calibration is stable over a long period of time. Therefore, frequent calibration is not needed. And currently, obviously, due to the limitation of the Euster software, we recommend to calibrate only on 1 point because it's all this software can handle. Obviously, I think we could improve a little bit with two data points, and we have the two calibration cartons, so it's perfectly possible. Something also to note is that Euster so released this new software to calibrate the HVI for elongation, but didn't release a calibration carton. Okay, so they install the software and then they say bye bye because they don't have calibration carton. So, but we do, and we've produced quite a bit. So if in your lab you need calibration cotton, just contact me. We can send you some. What I hope is that USDA AMS, after they see this result, will be convinced that, hey, that's probably something we need to be interested in, and that they will add elongation to the current length strength standard, which would make the life much, much easier. We want to thank Cotton Incorporated for their help in this project. Financial help, very appreciated. And that's it. Do you have any questions?
Yes, sir. So at the 1 point calibration, which of the two cartons do you use?
I use the eye elongation.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, we did both. We tried both, but it was about the same. So we had to pick one, so I just picked eye elongation. It has a little bit lower variability in the eye elongation than the low elongation. Other questions? Yes, sir. I mean, obviously there is no slope because there is just one point. It's just, you know, for example, let's say that your value is 6.2, the value of the standard is 6.2, what your HVI gives you is 6, you add 0.2 to everything.
Okay, so
yeah.
Yeah. So that means the cruise can also be very stable too, right?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we have results on this since, you know, many, many years, and elongation is extremely stable. You know, the only time where you have to do something is, for example, Houston came, I think it was in September, and they had to change one of the pistons on the strength tester. And it changed the elongation a little bit, not much, you know, but 0.3. We recalibrated, went to the right level, and didn't see it. I mean, you couldn't tell a difference, you know. I mean, it has been done during that period, you didn't see it. So it was fine. There is absolutely no problem. So, therefore, the breeders can breed on elongation. We have the tools. Thank you.